Boys and girls, I thought it wasn't fair that every Sunday I should be doing all the work myself. I'd thought about that through the week, and I thought, well, maybe today you'd give me a bit of help, and maybe somebody would read out the verse that I'm going to give to you today, and it begins with the letter B, okay? Now, if you've got a Bible ready, you get your Bible out, and I want you to find for me the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, and verse 31. So it's Acts chapter 16 and verse 31. Now some boy or girl get to their feet and read that out to me, please. Don't be shy. Come on, let's have you. You read it out as well, because you were on your feet. Thank you very much. I'm not going to cause any rows by getting a girl up or a boy. I'll get the both of them up if they stand to their feet. But boys and girls, that's the verse I want you to think about this morning. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Now, this verse appears in a wonderful story in the Acts of the Apostles where we find two of God's servants, Paul and Silas, and they're inside a prison cell. Now, they've been badly beaten, and their feet are in stocks, and they're being held in the prison. But you know, boys and girls, they're doing something wonderful. They're singing. They're singing. And I tell you, it's hard to sing when things are not going right for you. Can I tell you this morning, I got up, came out at 10:20 to come to the meeting, and my car was flat. I wasn't singing, I was sobbing. Because I couldn't change the tire by myself, and I was waiting for somebody to come. They couldn't come to 12 o'clock, and I wasn't singing. I was sobbing. I thought I wouldn't get here, but finally did. But sometimes it's hard to sing when things are not going well for you. Well, Paul and Silas were singing, and then all of a sudden, at midnight, there's a great earthquake. And all the doors in the prison cells open. And the man who we referred to as the Philippian jailer was there, and he was responsible for these prisoners, and he thought that they had all escaped, and he was about to take his own life. But Paul called out to him and said, "Don't do yourself any harm. We're all here." And this man came, and he asked a very important question, first of all. He said to Paul and Silas, "What must I do to be saved?" We can't be absolutely sure what he was thinking about at that time. But he asked a very important question, and it was a very personal one. What must I do to be saved? You see, salvation's a personal thing. Some boys and girls grow up, and young people too, and they grow up thinking that because their parents are Christians, that will automatically make them a Christian. But that's not so. Salvation is a personal thing. Every single one of us, as we learned last Sunday morning, are sinners. And that's why every single one of us, no matter who we are, need to be saved. Now he asked that all important question, what must I do to be saved? And the answer was sweet to him. For Paul turned around and he said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. You see, that tells me two things. It tells me that the answer was simple. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes we complicate the message of the gospel when we don't have to. Paul was reminding this man if he wanted salvation and if his household wanted salvation, then they had to come the only way that they could. They had to come and receive the Lord Jesus Christ by faith, for Jesus Christ alone was able to save them. The answer was simple. Just like we thought about on a Sunday night a few weeks ago, when the serpent of brass was lifted up in the midst of the people of Israel, they were to look and live. You see, boys and girls, when it comes to your salvation, the Word of God is very simple. It explains to you today, you need to see the Lord Jesus Christ as the only one who can save you. And he's able to save you because on the cross at Calvary, he died to take away all of your sins.
And you could be able to get up this morning just where you're sitting. And thinking of the Lord Jesus Christ and all that he has done for you, you could say today, I do believe, I will believe that Jesus died for me. That on the cross he shed his blood from sin to set me free. It's very simple. We need to come to the Lord Jesus Christ because he's the only one who can save us. But there's something else here. The answer was certain. Paul didn't say to him, look, if you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, he might be able to do something for you. If you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, perhaps he could help you in the midst of the situation you find yourself in. He said, no, you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. You shall be saved. Saved immediately. Immediately. Do you know, boys and girls, as you're sitting in the meeting this morning, grown-ups, some of you have sat for umpteen years, heard the gospel, and you're still not saved. Do you know just where you're sitting today that you could bow your head very quietly, personally, and looking to the cross by faith, say, Lord Jesus Christ, I know you died for me. I know you took my place and you took all of my sins upon your own body. I know that you did that for me. And Lord Jesus Christ, I trust you to be my Savior. He'll save you immediately, just where you're sitting in the meeting. He'll save you right now, immediately. But he'll also save you eternally. Not just immediately, but eternally. You'll be saved today. And come what may and come what must, right throughout our whole lifetime, the Lord Jesus Christ will be with us and he'll keep us, and one day he'll bring us each one safely home to heaven. Isn't this a wonderful salvation? It's not about something you have today and tomorrow you don't have or next week you lose. No, it's something that you have today and you'll have it every day, and it's something you'll have eternally. If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. Will you do that today? After all, A reminded us we're all sinners, all of us, young and old alike. B reminds us we can all be saved if we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust him today, you'll be saved immediately, just where you sit. And you'll be saved for the whole of eternity. Nothing can separate us from his love.